Hello and welcome to Holistic Mental Health and Healing with Dr. Tyler Woods, PhD. Please remember this show does not diagnose illness or prescribe treatments. Please see your primary care physician for such needs. Now let's take the holistic journey with Dr. Tyler Woods.
Hi, this is Tyler Woods, and welcome to Holistic Mental Health. You know, I have another podcast called Bookovery, and that's the Eastern meets Western belief systems in the world of psychology. So check it out at bookovery.com. I have to tell you, I'm a really big, huge advocate for helping people understand the difference between religion and spirituality. And this is a very important show today because when you think of holistic mental health, you don't think of religion and spirituality. But I'm telling you, it's very vital and important. And if you listen to this entire show, and it's probably going to be about 15 minutes today instead of 10 minutes, you're going to understand why. I'm very outspoken about, and my passion is trying to get across the huge differences between religion, man-made religion, and spirituality. I don't hate God. I have a very loving, kind God that is unscathed by religion. And I know it's weird, right? But suicide has nothing to do with religion, and we need to explain that further and further. It's one of the reasons why I left religion, to find spirituality, because there's so many things I didn't believe in, and I thought it was detrimental to people's mental health. And here's the thing. People say, why is it your concern? Here's why it's my concern. I ran Survivors of Suicide for over 25 years. I probably helped over 3,500 people who lost someone to suicide. Now, those are big numbers when you think about it. That many suicides. And that's just in my town of Tucson, Arizona. And I recall many times people came to me going, my church won't allow me to have a service for my son because he suicided and they believe suicide's a sin. And I recall in my religion, I had memories of growing up with that. In fact, back when I think I was like maybe 10 or 11, my best friend's mother committed suicide, and she was in our church. And suddenly, we were no longer allowed to associate with the family. That was it. It was over. Nada. They were just written off. Because suicide is known as a sin. And I don't think that it's doing any good for depression and people who lost someone to suicide. I think, how can a God reject someone who has depression and send them to hell because suicide is simply a symptom of a mental health issue like depression? So it's difficult to lose someone to suicide because when we lose someone to suicide, we are so left with a lifetime of anger and second guessing and fear and anxiety and guilt. And I mean, there's so much guilt that I watch several people take their own lives after somebody in their family, like a child or a husband, took their life. And what's really hard is they always say, what could have I have done? Could have, should have, would have. I call that shoulding on yourself. And it makes grieving difficult. But when religion says suicide is a sin, then it's wrong. Because it's saying, you didn't suffer enough here on earth. So now you get to spend your eternal damnation. Because you were depressed, because somebody didn't know how to treat it, because there was a mental health issue. So now those who are left behind not only feel guilty, they are judged and shamed from a religion, slamming the door on their loved one. Look, some things need to be said, and then said again, And then said over and over and over until it doesn't need to be said anymore. And that is why I'm so outspoken with the difference between religion and spirituality. Now people go, oh, you're judging, Tyler. You're judging people who are religious. I'm not judging. I'm vocal. I'm vocal about how we should view the loss of a loved one to suicide. And I can only say that I'm not anti-God. I mean, I study Buddhist philosophies, and I have a source, a higher source that I keep in my heart. But I don't think God thinks suicide's a sin. And I think religion imposes that on people. You know what I really dislike? I dislike it when I'm doing, say, a counseling with a 9-year-old. And the 9-year-old comes up to me and says, Dr. Woods, am I born of sin? Oh my gosh. And I have to look at that 9-year-old and go, of course, you're not born of sin. You are born with a clean slate, and you are here to create your masterpiece. And what really made me do research and study is my desire with helping people who are suicidal. And this is what made me do it, because I grew up feeling suicidal because I've lost a lot of people to suicide. I lost both my grandfathers. And what I do know is that I studied religion and it told me that it was a sin. And why would religion make people feel horrible that their 13-year-old innocent child took his life? Because he's had depression since he was 9. Here's the problem. When a person who falls victim to suicide dies, they die just like someone did of a terminal illness or an accident. You see, when a person dies from a heart attack or stroke or cancer or an accident, they die against their will. Look, they didn't wake up and say, I think today's a great day to go get in a fatal car accident, or, hey, I have an idea. I think I'll have a stroke today. No, it just happens. Well, we have to come to terms that the same is true for suicide. Except for we have to keep in mind suicide is a breakdown in the emotional rather than the physical. Someone said suicide is an emotional stroke, and boy, does that ring true to me. Okay, so then people say, why didn't you get them help? And the parents will yell back, but we did. Why didn't you put them on meds? And the parents scream back, but we did. Why didn't you do something? We did. They put them in counseling. They got them help. They got them meds. They did everything they were supposed to do. But the depression, the despair, and the hopelessness is so awful that suicide becomes a possible remedy, a cure, so to speak. And I think the time has come. In fact, I know the time has come to embrace that we have an emotional immune system and it gets depleted. And if we fail to recognize that and allow religion to call depression and mental health issues a sin, we will never get anywhere with treatments. You know, it reminds me, I worked with this wonderful woman whose son took his own life, and the religion they came from would not let them do a service. And he could not be buried or have a service or anything because he sinned by taking his own life. And the parents were devastated. They were church-going people every Sunday. And they felt their son had the right to be buried by the institution they believed in. Sadly, all that institution did was convince them their son was a sinner. And I told the parents, it's not a sin. It's a depletion of the emotional immune system. And suicide was just the cause of death to that illness. We all have an emotionally immune system. We have it. And I think we have to start looking at it, because the last I checked, cancer's not a sin and heart attacks aren't a sin. Why should suicide be a sin, since it is a symptom of mental health damages? And the damage that it caused the parents, by the way, was awful. It was worse than the actual event. And I reminded them, over and over that God is love and God would embrace their son, and maybe even more so because he suffered so much. They lost their son and their faith that day. And I have to tell you, suicide is not the sin that religion claims it is. It's a symptom of the emotional problem, whether it's depression, bipolar, addictions, and the other disorders the brain has. I have seen this happen to several people in my 25 years working with suicide. Here's what I've learned and why we have to keep it different and separated. Spirituality embraces while religion judged. They were judged as being sinners while spirituality held on to the parents and loved them. The rules are very different, and it's vital we pay attention, because nobody, and I mean no one, should lose faith because their religion judged them. Move to spirituality. Now, I have been involved with suicide prevention since I was 19. I was with friends when I heard that the local suicide crisis line and suicide hotline was going to be stopped due to lack of funding. And they didn't think it was a priority in the city. So I was with a couple friends, and I was saying to them, let's create a petition and let's see if we can turn that in. And we'd need a lot of signatures. And in a week, I was able to collect all the signatures and get them in. And it made the news story because I went everywhere. I even went into bars. I went everywhere and talked to people about suicide prevention. And, you know, I ended up in the paper, and by the age of 19, I had saved that crisis line. And I was so proud of myself that suicide prevention became a real cause for me throughout my entire life. And I'm 65. Here's the bottom line. Suicide is a symptom of mental health issues, just like a clogged artery is a symptom of a heart problem. And neither one, the last time I checked, was a sin. Religion might say that it's a sin to commit suicide, but isn't it a sin to overeat and eat the wrong things and clog your arteries? Wouldn't that be you not taking care of your temple? There are some sicknesses that all the care and love in the world won't cure. What if you smoked cigarettes, say for 35, 40 years, and then you listened constantly to all the warnings that nicotine can cause death, and that literally thousands and thousands of people die daily from, you know, smoking, but you continue to smoke? So shouldn't that be a sin? You willingly took your own life, didn't you, in a sense? You were warned. There were warning signs. Isn't that suicide? Yeah, I'm going to smoke until I die. Where do we draw the line? A spiritual response to suicide should not be that of horror and fear for the victim's eternal salvation, damned to hell. And it clearly shouldn't be about making someone feel guilty or shamed. How awful are we as a people? Suicide indeed is a horrible thing, but we must understand it is a sickness, a disease, an illness, a tragic breakdown of the emotional immune system. Let's take it one step further. We must trust in our higher power or our higher source or God, whatever it is you use. We must trust that goodness and understanding, and not in evil and the descending into hell because religion said so. That, my friend, is why I am so adamant about showing the clear distinctions between religion and spirituality. Religion judges. It's a sin to be gay. But a priest can molest. It's a sin to suicide, but it's okay to remarry 4 times while having 6 affairs. It's a sin to be trans, but it's okay to beat your kids and tell them how awful they are. Where do we draw the line? We need separation between the two because, as I stated, if we follow the rules that religion suggests, then people who have depression and take their own lives are doomed to hell. And religion has no problem with saying he was a sinner. We can't do nothing about it. Here's the difference. Spirituality will embrace you. It'll help you send your loved one to wherever they need to go. I dare someone to walk in my shoes and see how much religion has treated suicide by saying it's a sin, and then you beg the church to understand the consequences of suicide, and all they do is turn their backs. And to this day, they still do it. Suicide is not a sin, and if religion defines it that way, go seek refuge with spirituality, where it's not judgmental. We must define the difference between the two because I can literally, it can mean life and death for those who are trying to cope with certain things in their life where religion will judge and create emotional injury. And I think the biggest difference is spirituality embraces and understands mental illness and creates forgiveness. And religion treats mental illness and suicide as a sin to be taken care of by eternal damnation. Spirituality and religion must remain as two different things because no kind of illness should be seen as a sin. I am grateful that I have the ability to educate and fight for change. If you want to judge me, please do, because that's what you're trained to do. But I will not judge you. We must continue to separate religion with spirituality because suicide is not a sin. It's simply a depleted emotional immune system. Thank you for listening today. My name is Tyler Woods, and please walk in peace.